Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, to Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And joining us to start out hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we go to you, I've got to mention I'm watching the vote counts that are still going on in Georgia. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I might as well tell you now rather than later. Mr. John Ossoff is now 13,000 votes ahead of Mr. Senator Perdue. It'll be just a matter of time before he winds up being declared the winner there. You will have two Democratic senators coming out of Georgia. Not what you wanted, but I thoroughly understand why this happened, and I've told people, and I'll tell you again, you're not going to want to hear it. This was a protest vote, and there was something else in play there, too, Kyle. It was Stacey Abrams. She got the black vote out big time.
Yeah, we do see a big turnout of African-American voters, and that may be what really tells the tale in these two races, Captain. Very interesting. Yep.
And that one statement that Joe Biden had to say, that John Ossoff was talking about during his campaign, that, hey, if you want your $2,000 stimulus check, elect me, it'll become a priority. Joe Biden showed up there Monday and said it. Everybody in Georgia heard it. Everybody around the country heard it. And believe me when I tell you, those people, I've been getting the complaints for the last month or whatever it's been, 2 months, whatever the length of time, from the people in Georgia, the people around the country, but in particular the people around Georgia. I kept telling the Republican leaders, McConnell's got to let this go through. He can't sit on it. It's going to cost him the election in Georgia. I said it on this show over and over again. People didn't pay any attention. And guess what? I hate to tell you so, but I was right.
No, you were exactly right, and we're seeing the outcome of that now.
Now, what did you have in response to what Eric had asked us?
Well, Eric had sent into the chat room, Captain. He asked if the 1887 Act, which is the Electoral Count Act, wasn't that associated with Louis Gohmert, Representative Louis Gohmert's attempt to have the court more clearly define the role of the vice president, and Eric is exactly right. Earlier this year, shall we say, the first or second or so of January, they did do a court filing, Louis Gohmert did, that talked about this 1887 Act, essentially asserting that the vice president can essentially take control of the situation, control of the electoral count certification. But, of course, that flies in the face of the Act. But the question is, is the act actually constitutional or not? So the answer to Eric's question is yes, they were talking about exactly the same thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of people, I'm getting a lot of messages, sidebar messages here that we're not getting through the chat room that are coming to me directly through either some of the other groups I'm in or coming to me directly on my Facebook Messenger. And people are telling me they're really frustrated. They don't know what to do. Are we just supposed to sit on our hands and do nothing? No. We have to start planning now for what we're going to do in 2022 when we must, and I mean must, take back control of the House of Representatives and put Kevin McCarthy in there as a speaker. That's number one. Number two, this is a test for us. This is a test for us to see if we can finally do what we need to do in the United States Senate, and that's stand up and put our big boy pants on and stop all the crap and all the nonsense. When people come out and they tell you and they cry and they come to your door and they tell you, listen, I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose my car. I've already lost my job. I don't have any money. My unemployment has been cut. I don't know what to, you know, and then you dilly-dally around in the Senate and play freaking politics with people's lives. You get exactly what you deserve, and damn it, Mitch McConnell and the other senators that played this game, you lost.
Yeah, it's a textbook example, and it will be looked at as such for decades to come.
Yeah, and Steve in Thailand, Kamala Harris will be the tiebreaker in the Senate. Mark, make no mistake about it. Now, I want to mention real quick here before we talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Today. And, oh, by the way, we have, okay, real quick, Dan the Man, you're going to get caught in a break, but start out.
It's not as bad as it looks. It's bad. Warnock in Georgia will be up for re-election in 2 years because
Kelly
had to.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have 2 years of that blowhard.
Yep.
But it's time. It's about time. I think this is good for the Republicans. Get smacked around a little bit. Your back's against the wall. Now you know what to do. Mm-hmm. Look what the Democrats did with a smaller minority than we got in Congress. And they had the resistance, and they did it day in and day out for 4 years.
Yep.
His policies, Biden's policies, are terrible. If they get enacted, we're going to go through some bad economic times.
Yeah.
I'm kind of convinced that he's going to go along with a lot of Trump's policies.
All right. Well, we got to go. So I've either got to go and let you go or you can stay
okay.
on.
No, I will talk to you later.
All right.
Keep the faith. That's what I tell
you. Oh, I am. I am. It's not over till it's over. And here's the deal, folks. I told you. It's time to get off your duff and do something. All right. I'll be right back. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And you know, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and that $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, oh, and Ocala, and Daytona Beach, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them I sent you. You get $100 put in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, right on cue, right on target there. All right. I got a call from Nelson up in Live Oak during the break, and he reminded us that the other thing that's scheduled to happen this year is the new apportionment, and that's because of the census. Now, the census was late in coming out. We didn't hear it like we were supposed to, did we?
Nope.
But we do know, and in my case, I'll just mention what I know about New York and what I know about Florida. New York is about to lose 2 congressional seats because of population. Florida is about to gain 2 because we picked up the population that they lost, apparently, so we're going to gain 2 seats. Now, the state legislatures are the ones that reapportion the districts, correct?
Right.
I don't know what's going on in California, but I would think California is going to lose some seats. Is that fair to assume?
Well, we've had
people move out, that's for sure.
And wherever else they get the land of milk and honey that's going south, that they're going to be leaving and going elsewhere. So a lot of these southern states, Texas, I'm going to guess maybe getting some more congressional seats. I'm going to guess maybe Tennessee, don't know for sure. Maybe even the deep south, Alabama, Mississippi or whatnot. But like I say, Florida is picking up two more seats. And our population is now ahead of New York. Never thought that would happen, but it has. So that's something else to think about in the scheme of things here, because with the voting base that we'll have now, we'll have 29 votes in the House of Representatives, 29 plus two senators.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. Now let's talk about today, and let's talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Now, I mentioned briefly about the leader of the Proud Boys. His name is Henry Enrique Tarrio. He was banned from attending the rally that they're having today by a D.C. judge because of all the stupid things to do. He went out and vandalized a church by taking a Black Lives Matter banner off the church and set it on fire. And it was a historic black church to boot. And he also was found with a high-capacity firearm magazine in his possession, and he was arrested. Now, he was let go, but the order bans him from even being anywhere near this rally, and he was told basically to leave D.C.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, you know, that's, that kind of behavior is not going to be tolerated and certainly not condoned.
Nor should it.
That's right, not condoned at all.
Now, the other thing is the Buffalo Bills are about to play a playoff game this weekend. Greg is going nuts right now listening to me over in Orlando. But the Buffalo Bills are about ready to play a playoff game this weekend. And the Buffalo Bills fans launched a petition for the team to ban New York Governor Cuomo from attending the home playoff game. He says, we don't want you here.
Well, you know, Captain, I think we're going to see more of this kind of division. I mean, these politics have a lot of consequences both ways. The feelings are very hard. It's going to be a long time before a lot of things could ever be restored, I'm afraid.
Well, that's very true. And the other thing that's very true here is with the sporting events, you know, we've got the Super Bowl coming, and I still don't know exactly what they're going to do, but it was discussed, however briefly, and I don't know what the decisions were that were made, if there were any, that if you had the flu shot, listen to me, if you had the COVID shot and you had proof of it with some sort of COVID card or whatever it is they're going to be giving you to do this, that if you had bought tickets to the Super Bowl already, you might be able to use those tickets, because I understand they've sold about 25,000 or 30,000 tickets already, period, which is what they do, you know, like a year prior, they sell a bunch of tickets.
Right.
So they may be able to have those people in the game if they have a COVID shot and can prove they've had one.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because that goes to the very heart of the matter as to how we're going to ever get back to normal. That being said, we now know, of course, of the two different, that we know of, variants that could be making their way, that some, that has already, we have four states already that have the UK variant, and they're looking now for evidence of the South African variant. And the question is, do the vaccines cover those variants properly? That's
well,
the next question.
We're going to find out.
Yep.
We're going to find out. Now, also, with what's going on today, it's not just in Washington, D.C., although that's where the big rally is going to be, but all around the country somewhere, your Trump clubs or Trump affiliates are going to be meeting and having different rallies of their own all around the country. I understand there's something going on in Tampa on Dale Mabry and Lake Carroll Way in front of the Carrollwood Plaza at Publix in my backyard from 11 to 3. I don't know where a lot of the other stuff is going on, but if somebody wants to tell us what's going on, like, say, in Atlanta or maybe up in Columbia, South Carolina, or maybe, let's see, wherever the other big places are that were heard, Denver, Seattle, Portland, if you want to tell us if there's something going on there, we'll definitely mention it on the air here so that we can get it out there. Now, with this rally in D.C., the president will be showing up to speak, won't he?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm being told, now we heard some guy, and I don't believe this, but some guy says, well, we're going to get 4 to 5 million people. Oh, we're going to have 1 million people, but we might have 4 to 5 million. Well, dream on.
Right.
It'll be several hundred thousand, but it'll be a big, big, big group for sure.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So wherever we go from there, who knows? But and I saw some of the pictures yesterday of some of the people in the area, and this was the day before. This wasn't even the big rally that they were having. I saw some of the pictures that were out there, and it was really pretty big.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they were incredible pictures that have been coming out. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Jim is saying something about Mitch McConnell's in the pocket of the whatever. There's a lot of people, you know, and again, this is the thing. When people were talking Russia, and all that stuff, shouldn't they have been looking a little harder at China?
Well, absolutely. A lot of that, in fact, this goes back to the whole Swalwell thing. You know, while he was out there decrying Russia, mm-hmm. There was a Chinese spy in his past. I mean, this is, or alleged Chinese spy, I guess we should say, but it doesn't look good. So the diversion was there, evidently, and we're not looking really in the right place.
Well, we supposedly have ourselves 100 or 200,000 Chinese students that are here on visas to go to school, and a lot of that, those are members of the Chinese army that are here as spies that are spying on us, and they try to figure out what's going on or, you know, what people are doing, and they get the information, and they turn around and give it back to the Chinese military that they're responsible to answer to.
Well, one of the things that we have to be aware of, and this, you know, espionage goes on. There's just no doubt about that. And it has gone on in terms of military-type espionage, R&D espionage, and, of course, intellectual property theft as well. And so that's a real thing. And that actually transcends the politics of Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, this kind of thing. No matter who's in office, you're still going to have espionage of this nature going on. That's an American problem to deal with. And the FBI, the CIA, whoever, you know, the intelligence community has to deal with it.
Well, that's true. And again, folks, you know, I'm not the CIA, nor do I want to be. And by the way, the CIA is hiring, aren't they?
We heard about that. That's right.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy, there's hope for him.
That's right.
Because they want to hire somebody different. They're trying to get rid of the stereotype of what the spies look like.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what they're going to do, but they are seriously looking for the average Joe out there now to put him in. So maybe the bib overhaul look will work for you.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is out there in California, how is the effort coming to get rid of the governor, the recall effort? How's that coming now?
Well, we know that the deadline, I think, was extended into March, I believe, and
yeah.
That was recently done, so there's more time, but there's more signatures being collected, and they've actually mailed out a lot of things to people as well. That's rescuecalifornia.org, I believe.
Okay, very good. All right, hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to talk about here on this Wednesday morning. And, you know, for you folks up in Georgia, sorry about what happened, but, you know, I tried to tell you a few weeks ago, and I wasn't kidding when I said what I said. Some people said, it'll never happen. Really? Are you thinking that now? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Both of the Senate runoff elections in Georgia remain too close to call, with around 98% of the vote reported. Senator David Perdue and challenger John Ossoff are in a virtual tie, with Ossoff currently holding a lead of around 3,000 votes, while Reverend Raphael Warnock is up about 40,000 votes on Senator Kelly Loeffler. Speaking to her supporters late Tuesday night, Loeffler said she still has a path to victory, and she will fight to make sure that every legal vote is counted.
My campaign's about saving our country, fighting for the American dream. You know, that's right. It's about this generation and future generations. So, you know, it's worth it for this election to last into tomorrow. We're going to make sure every vote is counted. That's right. Every legal vote will be counted.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, and we'll be getting back to Kyle Warren in just a second here. But right now, I got to let you know that this segment of the program is brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, Farrah and Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, so farrahandfarrah.com is a website. And listen to what they have to say.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit farrahandfarrah.com.
Alrighty, and the telephone number 24/7 is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Call them and see if you have a case. They'd be happy to represent you. By the way, that's farrahandfarrah.com. F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. 877-245-6707. Okay, Kyle, I have some more information about this tied Senate stuff.
Okay.
And I'm glad that I was able to check on this and find this out. As for tied votes, this has happened before, and I'm going to go back to the year 2000. Do you remember who the Senate Majority Leader at the time was for the, well, I'm sorry, who the Republican leader was at the time?
Who was that? Yeah.
Trent Lott, senator from Mississippi.
Right.
Do you remember who the Democrat was at that time?
Who was that?
Senator Tom Daschle from South Dakota.
Okay.
So here's what they did following the 2000 election. They formed a power-sharing agreement to guide the chamber. This is something that's been done a few times, but it's the last time that it was done. And under that agreement, Senator Trent Lott, the Republican, was recognized as a majority leader of both parties if they were to attempt to, so they could attempt to balance the schedule and agenda. Now, the reason Trent Lott was decided to be the majority leader was because the president was a Republican, George W. Bush, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's the case and protocol follows along pretty closely here, it looks like as if Charles Chucky Boy Schumer might wind up being the majority leader in the Senate with an agreement with Mitch McConnell where they balance the schedule and they balance the agenda as to what gets brought up for a vote, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, well, the senators are, if nothing, they love precedent and protocol and stuff like that. So they may follow that exact same.
Well, I'm getting a comment here from let's see, who is this person? It's his name is where's his name here? Doggone it. I had it here a minute ago, but anyway. Well, anyway, Michael Thorning, there we go. Michael Thorning is sending me this information. He apparently is a researcher that does this sort of stuff. He said, if a similar split happens again, I believe another same agreement would likely be reached and the Senate reins would be handed back to the Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer. He would play the part of Majority Leader with an arrangement sent forth with Senator Mitch McConnell. And that's what he's thinking, so we'll just go with what his thought is. And I've heard that before somewhere along the line.
Well, exactly. And hearkening back to what Dan the Man said earlier, of course, Warnock will have to be running again, evidently, in a couple of years.
2 years, because he's filling out a term.
That's right. So the other senators and Senate leadership know that they could be right back in the same boat again as they are now, in the sense that somebody else may is going to have a majority control of the Senate, perhaps in 2 years. So they like to try to make sure that things go a little bit more evenly, and hopefully cooler heads will prevail in terms of how they work things out.
Well, we'll find out soon enough, because I'm telling you, if this guy's as radical as he says he is and he's got an agenda and he wants to institute his agenda, which he might, we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that a lot of this vote was a protest vote against the likes of Mitch McConnell and the Republicans that held up the stimulus checks and the other things, the PPP money and everything else that was going on here, the unemployment, all the stuff that they put the people through, which shame on them when it happened. And again, we told them that this was going to backfire on them.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And perhaps one last lesson they can learn from President Trump in the GOP establishment is that Trump listens to the people, and they should have done exactly the same thing here. Now, again, nobody wants to go down the road to socialism or socialism for rich people, as Mitch McConnell said. Again, we're talking about an emergency situation, but now the situation just got a lot worse, I'm afraid, for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we'll just have to make the best of it. And, again, a lot of people are getting their $600 checks right now, the stimulus checks. But there is, I believe they're going to put out another big bunch of money. I don't know how they're going to pay for it. I don't think they really care at this point. But they're going to put out another big bunch of money for the folks because they promised it. Joe Biden promised it. And he came out and said, you know, if you want that $2,000, you got to elect these senators. So now if he doesn't give them the $2,000, then what do we do?
Well, exactly.
He's playing with fire.
Well, exactly. What will happen, of course, again, is people are still, they're hurting, and even if they were to get that money, then, but there's no economy to go back to because the taxes are raised, small businesses and medium businesses and big businesses don't keep investing, in new employees or spending their money. In other words, sit on the, whatever cash they have. Well, it's going to be a bad day for sure for so many people across the country,
well,
economically speaking.
Yeah, and I heard somebody talking about the fact that they were sitting on money, banks were sitting on cash, businesses were sitting on cash, and this, that, and the other. Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, exactly right. Because again, a lot of this, Captain, has to do with predictability. If you can look out and say, good, regulation's going to be low, taxes are going to be low, all this for the foreseeable future, let's expand. But
yeah.
If you look out and you say taxes are going up and something else is coming down the pike,
yeah.
We're going to hunker down.
And we can't cry over spilled milk right now with Hunter Biden or the Ukraine or any of this other sort of stuff, because Eric's talking about all we heard were crickets from the GOP and this, that, and the other. Well, of course, because they didn't want to have their secrets divulged either, did they?
Well, right.
Yeah, this is a two-stage deal here. You know, usually what one side charges the other are doing, they're doing themselves. And by the way, it's just unbelievable, because CNN out there, you know, Chris Cuomo mocked Senator Marco Rubio's Christian faith. He says, Mr. Bible Boy has a Bible quote for every moment. Well, that's a hell of a thing to say.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. It's, well, you know why? Because they don't care anymore. It's open season, unfortunately, and there's not a lot of honor, evidently, and not a lot of really, you know, being professional about things. So why attack people in that way?
Yeah, and then there was Joy Behar that made a comment about the views Meghan McCain when she came back after being on pregnancy leave, maternity leave. Something about, let's see, she says, you're a proud, Meghan McCain said to her, you're a proud progressive leftist because of your dangerous rhetoric and media treatment of the Trump voters.
Hmm. Well, I mean, the idea...
Which I was surprised to hear Meghan McCain say that.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, perhaps she's trying to get some... the cred back, basically, because now she's seen exactly what's happened, you know. And also, then you get the people of Joy Behar's ilk, their sort of belief system. They believe now, hey, we're going to run the table now. So watch out.
Yeah, and again, let me read this real quick here, because this was a statement before we go to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. This was a statement that was put out by the president last night. He said, the New York Times report regarding comments Vice President Pence supposedly made to me today is fake news. He never said that. The Vice President and I are in total agreement that the Vice President has the power to act. The November 3rd election was corrupt in contested states, and in particular, it was not in accordance with the Constitution in that they made large-scale changes to election rules and regulations as dictated by local judges and politicians, not by state legislators. This means that what they did was illegal. Our vice president has several options under the U.S. competition. Our constitution, he can decertify the results or send them back to the states for change and certification. He can also decertify the illegal and corrupt results and send them to the House of Representatives for the one vote, one state tabulation. Well, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how he's going to do it, but that's what the president's saying.
Well, right. Well, let's just say this, Captain. The word fireworks wouldn't even begin to cover it. Now, obviously, you know, people have seen the evidence. They've seen the affidavits, the eyewitness testimony, the video evidence, all of the, you know, really the whole nine yards, pretty much. And so people know something happened. But for a vice president to do something like that, it would really cause a stir.
Well, something's going to happen right now. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I was just taking a look at the weather. We've had a little bit of a change since last hour with some of the stuff going on. So don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition, the morning after the night before. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And by the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the pilot or flying J closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them that you heard me talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll get you up a nice free hot cup of coffee and consider joining the Drivers Club and becoming a member, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy at the pumps. You'll get points for the food you buy inside. You'll get points for whatever you buy at the trucker store too. And those points add up real fast and you can save a whole bunch of money, but you can also use them in the Drivers Club store. So there you go. Now the music is going to get started here and I'm going to entertain Kyle with something right out of the West Coast.
Yeah.
Now that's from Beverly Hills Cop 2. Shakedown. And I remember that like it was yesterday, and I had a lot of fun watching that movie there, Kyle. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. I remember going to see that movie. Exactly. And Bob Seger's song in there was just perfect, and good to hear it.
Roger, right on, as I like to say in the radio world. All right, well, let me read the statement here about the weather, and then you can take it away. The active western weather pattern is going to bring additional rain on saturated soils that could cause flooding and bring an enhanced threat of landslides, especially in western Washington. Other hazards include mountain snow, gusty winds, high surf. Wintry conditions are possible in the north and central plains with showers, locally heavy thunderstorms, also some strong in the south, and we've got a big area of dense fog in the Midwest. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Tonight we're looking in New Mexico. We've got a wind advisory coming up, I-25. This is going to be in the Raton area. This is going to be right near the border with Colorado. Also, up in Montana, we've got an avalanche warning near Bozeman. If you're coming across I-90, and that extends down into Idaho and also right along the border there with Yellowstone National Park over in Wyoming. Similarly, we have avalanche warning along I-15 in the Logan area, also Ogden and Salt Lake City area. And so that means, of course, there's just a lot of snow up there in the mountains, and it could come down at any time or cause avalanches. Same in central Idaho. We've got avalanche warning there as well. And as you mentioned, Captain, over in Washington, of course, we have winter weather advisory. This is in northern Washington, north of Spokane. This goes down through the western part of the state, just east of Portland and Salem and Eugene. Wind advisory in southern Oregon and northern California, this along 395 in the Lakeview area, for example. Another wind advisory with Interstate 5 near the border with Oregon there as you come down towards Mount Shasta. But also, this is very important, the dense fog advisory persists in the Central Valley of California, just south of Modesto and encompassing Bakersfield on both California 99 and Interstate 5. So be careful out there.
By the way, as long as you mention Salem, Oregon, hello to our affiliate and all the folks listening to us in Salem, Oregon. We appreciate them very much. Okay, let's move on over into South Dakota and North Dakota, as well as the northeastern corner of Nebraska to include Omaha and over into Council Bluffs and going up the west side of Iowa all the way up to the southwest corner of Minnesota. We've got a light snow going on over there right now. We got the possibility for some snow between Fargo and Bismarck tonight, too, along I-94. Be advised of that. And then we've got a little area of snow in the Ozarks in Arkansas tonight, just east of Oklahoma, north of I-40, and east of northeast of Fort Smith. So be advised, you can have a little dusting of snow there. Now, dense fog and plenty of it tonight. Minnesota. Duluth, you're under a dense fog advisory. The Twin Cities area and off to the east, I-94, all the way over into Wisconsin, a dense fog advisory goes over towards Green Bay. By the way, also on I-90 coming out of Minnesota across Wisconsin down into Illinois, I-90 and 94 down towards Chicago. That dense fog advisory goes all the way down to Springfield, Illinois tonight, all across the state. East, west, north, south, and Wisconsin, the whole state is inundated with a dense fog advisory right now, so please be careful. And the only other thing I see to bother you is a little bit of wind now that's popped up there. Looks like you got some unsettled conditions going across Massachusetts towards Boston, towards the ocean, where that system went away the other day. You got some lingering wind there, and we've got some Gulf breezes 25, 30 miles an hour gusting off Mississippi, Alabama, and over towards Mariana, Florida, right there, right now. Okay, so, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight on the Radio, and I'm sure we'll still be talking about Georgia.
I'm sure we will, yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, now let's go on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, I will start by telling you, I am not really all that surprised about what happened in Georgia. We now know that it looks like as if they're going to lose two Senate seats, not just the one, because John Ossoff all of a sudden went from David Perdue's being up by 1,300 votes to being up by 13,000 himself, with the votes almost all counted, and the votes that are left to count predominantly are coming from the blue voting areas in Georgia.
I can't argue with that.
Yep. So that being said, I said some time ago that people were mad as hell. I kept telling people I was getting all kinds of emails. I was getting all kinds of Facebook messages. I was getting text messages on my phone, you name it, from people in Georgia that were saying, you got to let these people know. We got to get the stimulus. We got to get the PPP. We got to get our help with our businesses. We're at our wit's end. Somebody's got to do something. And I had some people making little idle threats like, well, the Republicans are going to have hell to pay if it doesn't happen. Well, they had hell to pay and they paid it, didn't they?
Well, I don't know if we can, you know, I mean, we can find blame and say it was the $2,000.
That's part of it.
But I'm, I'm not so sure on this one. I think if it was all about the stimulus, the numbers would have been dramatically different. Much more so than they are.
Well, did you notice the voter turnout in some of these rural areas was down? Wasn't all up.
I watch reports up until, I don't know, around midnight. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's too hard for me to judge on that kind of thing. I'm not an expert.
I watched it because I was watching Fox and I was watching Newsmax. I had both of them on so I could see the difference. By the way, Newsmax called the winner. They called the Warnock the winner first before Fox did, and then they called Warnock about maybe 2 hours ago or thereabouts, and they haven't called Ossoff as a winner yet, but I've been watching his vote total go up, so there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have a question when we come back from a listener, and I'll get into that, so hold on, folks. Be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.